Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Gary Moore is our guest. He's a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of Faithful Finances 101, and you can find that book wherever books are sold. His website is financialseminary.org, O-R-G. Check it out. Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. Let's wrap this thing up. We've got a lot of tenuous situations across the globe right now. We got Europe still trying to find its own way. They've had to change their own rules, their own monetary rules over there in order to save their operation from collapsing. I haven't heard from Greece lately, but we know they're in a depression. Cyprus is just a little canary in the mine shaft, but it could create a lot of problems. Other parts of Europe are having problems. The U.S. economy is barely bumping along, Gary.
Right.
And yet the stock market is at record highs. Gary, I feel like I'm reading the Sunday paper where it's got that little thing in the corner that says, "What's wrong with this picture?"
Well, it's actually, you can understand it, Jim. What's happening today, the economy depends on what Keynes called animal spirits. And I don't care if you're liberal or conservative. Mm-hmm. Spirits of people, whether they're down, depressed, which is, you know, related to a depression, or euphoric, which is related to the internet stocks in the 90s, depend on people's spirits and their outlooks. And today, everybody's sort of glooming and dooming, and, you know, there's not going to be any Social Security. There's, you know, the federal debt's going to ruin America and all the listening to things that you just mentioned, Jim. And so what happens is when the Fed prints money, okay, that money has to go somewhere. In good times, people spend it.
Yeah.
As if there's no tomorrow, put it that way. Today, everybody's scared of tomorrow, so even guys like myself, Jim, pretty affluent investment advisor, and my wife and I'm driving an 8-year-old car because I don't know what's going to go on out there, and plus I'm getting old and thrifty and cranky in my old age and grumpy and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just like my old car. And so rather than going out and buying a new car, I just put it in the stock market. So we've had what's called financial asset inflation. Mm-hmm. People have put money in bonds in particular until they've driven bonds up to the point they don't pay anything.
But how much are you hedging those investments? I mean, you got to be hedging them pretty heavily.
Oh, I hedge them all the time. Yeah. Sir John used to talk about investing as like playing poker. He was a great poker player. He didn't like for me to tell people that. But he always said, you don't ever bet everything on one hand, no matter how good you think it is. You keep some in reserve and so on.
Well, let me ask you, speaking of reserves, based on what you're seeing, based on people like Stockman and what you're seeing with gold and everything else, how much cash should people have right now? How much of their portfolio would you recommend they have in cash right now?
Well, that depends on their personal situations, Jim, very much so. And based on what I've seen, let's call it cash equivalents, which can be anything from short-term bond funds to international funds. By the way, I don't bet. In today's world, Sir John taught us that safety is not found by going to government bonds, for example. Warren Buffett today says they're probably the most dangerous investment on earth because the Fed pushing them up to abnormal levels.
Mm-hmm.
And PIMCO agrees with that, by the way, more or less, or gross. And so what Sir John said is safety comes from diversification. You put some of your money in the stable currencies around the world. There are nations actually running trade surpluses. I read last week the Philippines is running a budget surplus, not a trade surplus, but budget surplus. Mm-hmm. So there's decent nations out there, and you buy yourself a good mutual fund, let them diversify your money around the country. But basically, I'd say today, a guy like me even, I'm probably running 25-30% in those type of investments.
All right. Last thoughts, Gary. I got 30 seconds. As you look out across All the asset classes. What do you think? What do you recommend?
Well, I like income producing real estate that are leased to investment grade corporations that sign long term leases, Jim.
That's at least you got a contract, a business contract, and a hard asset underlying all that, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I look for. Yeah. It's a hedge type investment.
Yeah.
Been making a lot of money in those, and I think they're worth looking at.
Hard to beat real estate. I think real estate's outperformed over the last 20 years. Real estate's outperformed stocks, probably. Hey, thanks, Gary, for being here.
Oh, that's true, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Take care, buddy.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.